Bear Podcast 312.
Restaurant, work in a hair salon, be a vagabond, whatever turns you on. Work in a factory, build that truck for me, do it with clarity and show your abilities. So go find a job that you love, no matter what it is, do it because it saves your life day to day. Doesn't matter what anyone will say, it gives you strength, it pulls you through, it makes the weekdays pass for you. You'll find this out when you find your way. Listen to me when I say, desk jockey, go be on TV, do it wisely, with pride and integrity. You can find a way to make a career today out of almost anything. Are you listening?
Hey, are you listening?
So go find a job that you love, no matter what it is. Do it because it saves your life day to day. Doesn't matter what anyone will say, it gives you strength, it pulls you through, and makes the weekdays pass for you. You'll find this out when you find your way. Listen to me when I say, song for you. So now look at what I do. So go find a job that you love, no matter what it is. Do it because it saves your life day to day. Doesn't matter what anyone will say, it gives you strength, it pulls you through, it makes the weekdays pass for you. You'll find this out when you find your way. Listen to me when I say,
welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. Oh my god, it's an earthquake.
Yes, it's
Oh my god, it's a hurricane.
No, it's not a hurricane. But it's
we got another month. I think we got 30 days left.
Yeah. Probably a couple more months, I guess. Let's enjoy spring first. But welcome everyone to episode 312. And we have some guests in this episode, people from San Diego, because they just had an earthquake yesterday. Well, last Sunday, by the time this gets out, would be probably tomorrow or so. Or
we got 2 months. Hurricane season here starts June 1st.
Yeah, I'm not really looking forward to it. I just don't want to think about it right now, because I have to take care of the lawn. I killed my lawn with the weed killer. The one you gave me, Ray. You gave me those.
Well, you're supposed to spray it on the weeds, not
I
the lawn.
I did, and it looked like it spread all over the grass too. So the grass died.
Well, yeah, it kills the grass. That's why you're supposed to like just get it right on the weed.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Did you
to
like
do.
Have it on spray and just have it spraying everywhere?
No, it's
like you were watering the lawn.
It's one straight up. No, it's not spraying, but I think I may have put too much or. Or I may have poured too much. I don't know.
I think you just need to hire your lawn guy and be done with it.
Yeah, I do, but he does the mowing only. But when it comes to weed and feed and fertilizing the
if
grass,
if you pay extra, they do that too.
Well, I guess yeah. But I enjoy it. I think I'm gonna replace it with the new St. Augustine this weekend. So we'll see. It gets me to work on the yard. See, I'll get to work on it. Yeah, so that's our adventures in the garden with Nard. But anyway, okay, last weekend, how about a weekend update? Weekend updates. What do you all do last weekend?
Had friends in town, just hung out with them, went to Galveston on Saturday. It was beautiful, and it was packed, and there were bears and hot men everywhere, half naked. I was loving it.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh my God!
I was like, pictures. And I was the one driving. I was like, "Shit! How did I end up driving down here? Now I can't look at all the guys."
Why not? Even though you have folks with you, you can look around.
Well, no, but I didn't want to wreck. I mean, it was that packed. I mean, it was bumper to bumper traffic down there most of the day.
Nice.
So,
yeah. Well, me and Mike went to Santa Fe. We flew in Thursday. Wait, Thursday? Yeah, Thursday, because we flew in Thursday to Albuquerque, and immediately we went to the petroglyphs. Supposed to be petroglyphs are different from hieroglyphs, because hieroglyphs are drawn, but the petroglyphs are carved on the rocks. So that's we went through that, but we only did about a quarter mile because the wind was just so strong, and we were eating sand. It's all over our face.
You're kind of in a desert.
Yeah, we were. So we headed back.
Did you have a hard time breathing in Santa Fe?
Yes, it was when we were on the higher altitudes. Yeah, it was. Yeah. It's kind of hard. We went to the tramway. We went up the Sandia Peak. And it's really cold, about -4 degrees.
Yeah. And when I was there in college, I got there in May, and there was still snow on the peaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's still snow now. Yeah. But it's fun. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. And walking there, what else did we do?
Did you open up a restaurant in Santa Fe?
No. Open up a restaurant in Santa Fe. Yep.
Oh, sunny Santa Fe would be nice. Do you know the way to Santa Fe? You know, tumbleweeds, prairie dogs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, it's a very good rent reference there. It's true. I like I said in my Facebook that I could see now why in Rent the movie or Rent the musical, Tom Collins and what's his name? And Mark, they wanted to go to Santa Fe because of the music, of the art, and the restaurants. Yeah, so that's why Tom Collins wanted to open up a restaurant in Santa Fe. So yeah, we were there in Santa Fe, we went to some of the museums there, the Art Museum by Georgia O'Keeffe, and lots of Native American artwork. So yeah, it's good. And the food is good, yeah.
Yep.
However, there's something about them that they do not like sports bars. They're all closed. I would Google Map something, and the sports bars are all closed.
Well, it's the big artist community. You think they're into sports.
Yeah, probably didn't work for them. And then we ended up eating at Applebee's, where they had karaoke night.
Yay.
Of all places, Applebee's. With karaoke night.
Well, the Applebee's out the street has like this dance night or something going on up there now, because they had the disco lights going the other night and everything when I was there.
Applebee's?
Yeah, the one across the street.
We're eating our Asian chopped salad and our...
That's what I had the last time I was there.
Are you really? Okay. Asian chopped salad and eating. Well, somebody's singing Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson. Is that Dirty Diana? Is that by Michael Jackson?
Was it you singing?
No, somebody else. Well, some cute Mexican cubbish guy was singing it. And everybody was entertained, I should say. Yeah, it's just unusual to see karaoke in an Applebee's. So anyway, well, this show, we called up some people who are living in San Diego, who experienced the earthquake last Sunday. So yes, that's something. Have you experienced an earthquake before in South Carolina?
No, but I've made the earth move for a couple people though.
Oh, really? In what way? Just by walking by them.
To ask.
Oh, that's right. Now you're bragging. Okay, so we have Shannon Grady from San Diego. He
formerly
of B Talk. They used to do B Talk.
Yeah, they used to do that other Bear Talk radio show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm based in Minneapolis, but he moved. And also with Carl, our friend in San Diego, who's in the Chaser show with Ray in Comic Con. Yeah, so. Do you think he can cover some videos there again? You think, Ray?
I don't know. He doesn't have a video camera.
He doesn't? Okay. He'll probably have him use a camera somehow. Okay, so let's get on with the interview with Shannon and Carl.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
I could hear your nose, Ray.
Huh?
You're wheezing.
How's that?
Hello. You're wheezing. Hey, hello, Shannon.
What's up?
Hey, Shannon. Ray and I are here.
Just call me Wheezy.
Wheezy?
Yeah, he's a little wheezy right now.
Wheezy Boudreaux. No. I guess I had my mic too close to my nose and he was hearing the inhale and the exhale, so...
So Shannon, how are you? I haven't heard from you for a long time.
I know. I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, great, great. Oh, you're in the show right now. You're recording right now. So.
Oh, awesome!
Awesome!
Surprise! Surprise!
I'm glad you told me. I didn't say anything embarrassing.
Oh, I wish you did. We can now. So what? Okay. One of the things we wanted to have someone on the show is someone in San Diego. And you just had an earthquake recently. So did you get shaken up or something? How are you?
I'm good. I mean, it was a little weird first earthquake that we felt since we moved here. And it was a pretty big one, apparently. there's been two or three other ones since we've lived here, but they've been... really early in the morning.
Oh, so you're asleep. Okay.
We were asleep and never felt them. But we were sitting on the couch, and Luke was playing Final Fantasy.
Okay, he always plays for you Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I was on the computer, and he has a tendency to, like, shake his leg, like, bounce it up and down while he was playing the game.
Okay.
And so... that's what it felt like. It felt like he was just bouncing up and down. And because it started out, you know, really light, and then it just kept the sway. It was just swaying back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I looked over and I was like, stop moving. And that's what I told him. I was like, stop moving. And he's like, I'm not moving. And then all of a sudden, I looked out. I was like, oh my God, I think we're having an earthquake.
Wow.
And we looked outside and the wires, from the apartment building next door started swaying. The chandelier started swaying.
Wow.
Some of his Marvel toys fell off the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And we just sit there and just kind of stared out the door like, what the hell? And
did you go out? Did you run outside?
No, we didn't go outside. We just kind of, the longer it went, the more I was shaking, and then the car alarm started going off, and,
wow.
You know, we heard the neighbors outside. They're like, the one lady, you know, she's like, we're having an earthquake, and she yelled it out to the
wow.
other person, and, yeah, we just kind of sat there, and I don't know how long it lasted, but it was a pretty, it felt like more than, like, you know, 10, 20, it felt like 30, maybe even 40 seconds. So it was
pretty long.
I think they timed it at 45 seconds.
Oh, was it 45?
I think that's what they're saying on the news today. So, did y'all start having? Have you seen 2012 yet?
Was it like?
Oh yeah, we saw it before.
So, did y'all feel like y'all were waiting for everything to start ripping apart?
Yes.
The damn Mayans are off a year.
Totally,
but you know the Mayans.
They're off a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And you know, when you run away, when you try to run away, the crack will be behind you. It's like the Hollywood, you know? They always follow
yeah.
you. The crack will follow you where your car is. So what else happened? So when did it happen? Oh, earthquake. And then Luke continued playing Final Fantasy. That's what you did.
Yeah, well, we turned on the news to check it out. And Luke called his mom and... You know, so
they didn't like repeat the earthquake in Final Fantasy to make it more realistic.
No, probably.
Yeah, exactly. But he called his mom because she was, I'm sure she was freaking out. And then well, it's funny because, you know, I was online and I got on Facebook and like all these people are like, oh my god, an earthquake, earthquake, earthquake. They're just like popping up all over the place. And,
oh yeah, I read it on Twitter and then I started tweeting everyone and checking out on Facebook also. And that's how I really found out Facebook or Twitter. And it's really fast. God, Twitter's really fast when it comes to these kind of news.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was laying in bed last night and got a phone call and said about, I guess it's 10 o'clock, almost 10 o'clock. And I said, hey, don't you have friends in San Diego? And I was like, yeah. They're like, oh my God, you get here, they get hit by a 7.5 earthquake. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, all the buildings fell down in San Diego. I was like, okay.
Oh my God.
That's when I got up. I got up out of bed and came in here to the living room, cut TV on because I got cable in the living room, not the bedroom. And was sitting there watching, nothing was on it. They were talking more about Tiger Woods and what his deal at the Masters was. They were the earthquake and... Then they finally come on and said, oh, yeah, earthquake hit Mexico, and, you know, it shook San Diego, and it's not far away as Las Vegas, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, my Lord. And, of course, I text Carl and Tyler and make sure they were okay, and they texted back and said, oh, yeah, we're all good. So
Everybody's okay, I heard, you know, on Facebook and Twitter. You know, the first time I've ever experienced an earthquake was actually in Manila, but I was riding a Jeep, so the Jeep was just swaying around, and it felt like somebody's just swaying the Jeep, or we're having a flat tire. It's actually an earthquake, but it only lasted for about 10 seconds, I think, and that's pretty much it. And I've never experienced an earthquake. Okay, knock on wood. No, my God. No, I hope in Houston that doesn't happen. Will we have hurricanes or?
I don't think actually they were talking about that on the news, and I was watching that, and some seismologist or something was talking about, you know, how many earthquakes we have a year, and, you know, he said, well, you know, we've had four big ones so far this year, and normally we have about 20 to 24 a year, which is average. It says it's just that this year they've all hit in populated places. Usually they don't hit in populated places, so there's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's a cycle. I'm scared now.
Well, we do live in the Ring of Fire, so...
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of earthquakes, you know, in the whole ring. Mm-hmm. They have, you know, hundreds a year. So
But it's just so prominent this time, this year. I mean, how many years have I been here in Houston? And this is the worst I've ever heard, you know, for the past 2 months and all these earthquakes. And it's just scary.
Well, don't you think it's technology, too? Like the way we get our information now, it's so fast.
I think it's the internet. The internet is causing the earthquakes, yes.
Well, no, it's not causing, but it's causing more people to be informed about
Oh, yeah.
Information that they wouldn't normally.
Well, the news people are pulling stuff off YouTube. They're saying here's the first pictures of, you know, YouTube stuff that were got posted within 30 minutes of the earthquake happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and they were showing people in their houses and stuff falling off the wall in Mexico and stuff. And it's just like, you know, everything, you know, it's all almost instantaneous anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the news. Actually, about 3 minutes, 2 minutes, somebody would say, you know, there's an earthquake here. Yeah. It's really fast. Oh, that's Twitter when I go on Twitter and stuff. But anyway, okay, so that's the earthquake. I'm glad you guys are okay, and no one's hurt. I mean, I've been reading and stuff, and no one's really hurt around San Diego. I think so.
Oh no, nobody got hurt here. There was one.
The one died. One person died because he ran out, panicking and running out, screaming, and he got hit by a car.
But he was from Mexico.
Oh, it's from
Mexico. Are you serious?
I'm serious. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
CNN news report: three people died, and one of them was was a result of the earthquake because he ran out of his house screaming earthquake and wasn't paying attention. Somebody ran over him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
That's terrible. I know.
But well, I know some people were even outside. Like Mike Gaeta was at the beach with his sister, and he didn't even feel it.
Oh, maybe it's just because he's in the water or the sand or something. Wow.
Must have been, but I don't know how he didn't feel it because, I mean, it, you know, even though we were just sitting in the living room, it shook pretty good, you know.
Oh, are you in a second floor or something, or a third floor?
No, we're on the ground level.
You're on ground level, yeah, because you would feel it more if you're higher, right? So, wow.
Yeah, it would be, so he didn't even feel it, and he was at the beach, so.
Well, good for him. Yeah, but by the time he gets back, everybody's panicking, running around. Ah, we had an earthquake.
Yeah. He's like, what's going on?
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, okay, let's move on. I want to ask you about last week. You guys got together watching, you guys watched How to Train Your Dragon.
Yes, we did.
Yes. How did you like it? We watched it, Ray.
Yes.
We talked about it. We watched it in 2D. I'm going to give you a hard time this one, Ray.
I didn't plan that excursion.
Okay. We watched it in
2D. That was a girl that planned that excursion, not moi.
Oh, okay.
Although I have been told that Clash of the Titans, don't see it in 3D. It ain't worth the extra money.
No, it's not.
It's a fun movie, but it's not worth the 3D because the 3D is not that exceptional. That's what I was told.
Actually,
it's not worth.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not worth the 3D, and I don't even think it's worth going to see, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of bunch of people say.
I didn't really like it.
A lot of bunch of people tell me this week, said, you know, it was a kind of funny storyline, and, you know, it was some eye candy and stuff, and special effects wasn't that great, and the 3D sucked, but they said, they'd have went and saw it at regular thing. They'd suggest go see it at regular thing, don't pay the 3D price. So.
Yeah, I watched it last night. What they did was actually film it all in 2D and then post-produce it. In post-production, made it 3D. So it was kind of lame. So it's really bad when I was watching it. Oh my God, there's no effect. I put on the shades on, and the glasses on, and nothing. It's nothing really significant. So it's just a little depth of field, but that's
which is why it was released this weekend when nothing else was being released.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, just watch it in 2D if you're going to watch it. But if you're going to watch it,
yeah, which kind of scares me because Badass is being released what, the weekend after next or next weekend?
Badass, Kick-Ass. Is that a 3D? Kick-Ass in 3D?
I don't know.
Probably not.
No, but you know what? We saw a preview for Step Up. Or Step It Up, one of those dance movies.
Yeah.
Before it, and it's going to be in 3D.
What?
I know, right?
Why?
Why the hell would you make a dance movie in 3D? It doesn't, I mean.
They should do something like Coyote Ugly or something in 3D, or.
Well, they did. It's called Step It Up 2 or 5 or whatever number.
Yeah. Okay, that's I don't know. Is it if it's gonna be a chick flick? Would it be worth it to be able to watch it on 3D? I'll wait for a DVD or on Blu-ray, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, but anyway, okay. So you guys went to San Francisco a couple of weeks ago, or last week. What's up with San Francisco?
About the movie.
Oh yeah, we're Ray changed the topic immediately to Clash of the Titans. But anyway, okay, let's go back to How to Train Your Dragon. So you guys watched How to Train Your Dragon, and it's a big group. How many were you guys, did you guys go with?
But maybe 15 or 20 of us that were there.
Ah, okay.
And we saw, and Dean was there, the director.
Dean DeBlois. How do you say it? DeBlois? Yeah. DeBlois. DeBlois. It's probably French. Probably silent S.
Sure.
Are we getting Dean on the show?
Should have him on the show.
What's that?
We should ask him to have. We should have Dean on the show. Talk about the movie.
You want me to ask him if he can be on the show?
Yeah. Can you ask him?
Sure. I'll ask him.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah. Thank you. And okay, you guys watched it, and what was he pretty much doing? Like, okay, so look at this part. Look at this. Look at this. Okay, you gotta watch this. Was he doing that? Probably not.
Oh no. He, actually, he just watched it. I talked to him beforehand, and I was like, "How many times have you seen it?" Yeah, so far, and you know, he saw it a bunch of times before it was like completely finished, and then there were two premieres and one other showing, I think. So he's seen it. By the time he got to us, I think this was his fourth time that he'd seen it in the theater, and he's like, "I only have to see it two more times, and then I'm never seeing it again."
Must be sick of it already. But yeah, if it's his work, but it's awesome. Yeah,
it was a great movie.
I loved it. I want to watch it again.
It was really cute.
Yeah, it is.
I thought it was really. Mm-hmm. I thought a lot of the things that were in the movie were really cute, and
like, you know, a bear had a hand in this. You know, because of the graphics of the characters are all kind of bearish.
Oh yeah, they are. But I liked one of my favorite parts was when he took the little hammer and was reflecting the light, so the dragon was chasing it around. You know,
yeah,
the laser pointer.
Like a cat.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was really clever and really funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We saw it a minute ago. We saw it, and Matt was like, "Oh my God, that's Bella. That's my cat. That freaking dragon's my cat." Because, I mean, the dragon, I mean, they had to model the dragons after a cat because the way they acted sometimes. I mean, they're very tight with their cat. So,
yeah.
Because that's what they're acting like. But I thought it was very funny, very cute.
Mm-hmm. I want to watch it again. We should watch it again, Ray. Maybe tomorrow or Wednesday. I want to watch it again. I wanted to watch
maybe this weekend. We can go.
Yeah, we can go again.
Go hit a bunch of movies.
Is it still number one?
I think Clash of the Titans knocked it out this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, did it?
But, Clash of the Titans.
Man.
Might as well watch it. Watch it on 2D or just wait for it on Blu-ray. It's got good cinematography and everything, but it's just that I don't know if it's, you know, worth it for 3D, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, Dean, you were talking about Dean, and who was I talking to? I was talking to, I talked to him in Milwaukee. I think I met him before in the Great World Series in Milwaukee. And
oh, really?
Yeah, and I think JD introduced me to him, and I didn't know he was a director. Oh my God! Yeah. So yeah, we should probably have him in the show, Ray. He's good.
He's really sweet guy. Mm-hmm. Very nice, totally down to earth.
Mm-hmm. Does he live in San Diego too?
No, they live up in L.A.
Oh, okay.
But they've come down several times, hang out, and
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, they know a bunch of people down here, so we've seen him quite a bit down here.
Who doesn't know anyone from the 619? Oh my God, you guys are the. The 619 guys are really well. Have you been hanging out with the 619 Bearcast guys?
I see them occasionally. I don't see them, you know, all the time.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, boss.
Yeah. I'll
go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, just saying. You know, I see them when you know they have like little get together here or there.
Ah, okay. You know. I see.
But
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I was bringing up earlier about San Francisco. You guys, you and Luke just went to San Francisco a week ago, last week, just a visit.
I just went up there for a couple of days.
Oh, okay. Did you fly? How easy it is from San Diego? You ride the train, or do you ride? Or you drive up?
No, it's way far. It's like 12 hours.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I flew up.
You flew up.
Southwest has a pretty cheap deal. Monday through Thursday, it's like, you know, $50 each way, and
yeah, it is cheap. Wow.
I just flew up on Tuesday and came back Thursday, so I was just there for a couple of days. It was fun. I had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and saw this thing. Chris Zephos and Bob Mould were doing a DJ thing called Distortion Plus.
Oh, it's not a blow-off? It's something else?
Yeah, so it's more like rock. It's all rock and roll stuff.
Ah, nice. Okay, Bob.
Yeah, blow off is more, you know, just all dance music.
Dance music, mm-hmm.
And this thing that Bob and Chris are doing is called Distortion Plus, and it's all rock and roll music and everything. So
nice.
It was really fun, and I met Bob Mould one other time years ago, but it was kind of fun to, like, I actually saw him the day before he was hanging out on the street,
mm-hmm.
Just literally like laying on this cement thing, like laying in the sun, sort of like uh-huh. this intersection.
Uh-huh.
And we were walking by, and I was with my friend Brian, and he goes, "Hey, look, there's Bob Mould." I was like, "What?" And so we walked up, and he knew just from Brian living there. He, you know, they've talked a few times, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, standing there talking to Bob Mould, and it was just really cool. I was all like,
"Oh!" I could imagine you already. Oh, it's Bob Mould! Oh my god!
And then it was, you know, then the next day we saw him at the Lone Star, and he was DJing. It was a lot of fun.
Wow!
He's a very cool guy. He's very quiet and
he's
shy, but like you get him up on stage or like DJing, and he's a totally different person.
Mm-hmm.
And,
he zones out when he's a DJ. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Well, when I saw him at First Avenue in Minneapolis, like with his band,
who's gonna do back then?
No.
Or Sugar.
This was a couple years ago.
Oh, later. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Solo tour.
Mm-hmm.
When he was doing that album that he just put out.
District Line?
Yeah.
District Line? Mm-hmm.
And he was just all over the place, just rocking it out, and it was just really...
I'd like to watch him live, play live, really. Not DJing. Good. DJing is okay, but I like to perform. See him perform again.
Now, if you ever see him, like, play music live, it's pretty awesome. He's a really good guitar player, and he's just... Watching him on stage, you wouldn't, like, if you're like, "Oh my god, that guy's almost 50, and he's like running around stage, he has so much energy, and, you know, just one song after another, just like bam, mm-hmm. bam, 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 bam. And
mm-hmm. Too much coffee, I guess.
Really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
I'd like to see him again. Do you think he's going to be playing anywhere else after that? That was San Francisco, so that was about a couple of weeks ago. So do you think he'll be playing anywhere else, or do you know his itinerary or anything?
I know, right, well, I talked to him, and I asked him if he was doing any music right now. He's writing an autobiography.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And that he said until that's finished, he won't be... He said probably next summer he'll be, like, start a new album or something.
Mm-hmm.
So right now he's just doing the blow-off stuff.
Oh, he's just concentrating on that. Well, yeah, it's pretty easy to DJ than to actually perform.
They're coming here next weekend, I think.
Oh, you're going to watch them again? Probably, huh?
I don't know if I'm going to go to it or not. I haven't decided. But.
Oh, okay. You got it. Had enough Bob Mould already.
No, it's not that. It's just that, you know, I just don't. I mean, it's next Saturday, I think.
I see.
I just haven't bought. You have to buy tickets, and I don't know what's going on next Saturday. So,
well, how about you? Are you working on your album?
I am.
You am? Oh, you have been. Okay.
Yep.
So, what's up with that? Tell us about your latest album that's coming up.
Well, I've just been working on demoing all the songs, getting them all put together, and then I'm going to be going up to L.A. to record probably half of the CD up Ooh. There. So I'm very excited about that, and in a real studio.
In the real studio? That's all along you've been using.
Yeah, it will be my own studio that I kind of made. But a real studio with a...
Mm-hmm. Wow, you get to record in a real studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited.
So what's your ETA? Like summer or what?
Well, I might have an EP. Hopefully I'm going to have an EP out by the end of July.
By the end of July, so, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be good. That'd be great. And how about in the year? You have to concentrate on this before you do any kind of run or any kind of Bears on the Run thing. Or is there one coming up this year?
I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know if everybody's doing something right now.
Ah, okay.
And so everyone's kind of got their own thing going on, and it's been that way for a while, which is good for everybody. Mm-hmm. But it makes it really hard for, you know, us to get together and do stuff as a group.
Such rock stars. You can't get together anymore. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, I wish. It sounds all glamorous and stuff, but it's really kind of...
okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was just saying, but we really wanted to do West Coast, you know, a bunch of dates on the West Coast, but we just can't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't been able to get together, so.
What's that?
You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, how about Comic-Con? Are you planning to go Comic-Con this year?
No.
No, you can't.
I'm not going.
You're not going. I've always wanted to go.
We didn't get tickets.
Yeah. Ray, is it too late? Is it too late, Ray? You're going? You're not going?
No, I can't go this year. I'm having to go home and spend time with the family. I have been ordered and sequestered by the mother to have my ass in South Carolina the week before July 4th. Come hell or high water.
There you go. It's going to be... How about Pride? I think Pride is going to be the weekend before Comic-Con. So I've always wanted to go to San Diego. I've always wanted to go, and I've been telling Mike about it.
Well, ma'am, Maynard, you can go do your press pass and go.
Oh, really? I can do that? Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta get them out. They're sold out.
Yeah, it's sold out.
Except for, I think, Sunday, they still have a few tickets left.
Oh, really?
The rest of it's sold out.
Yeah, but I can't that week. I'm going to miss it again. I mean, I've been planning for 2 years in a row already. I've been wanting to go, but I can't. And then this coming year, I can't again. So
maybe next year.
The only thing that we're gonna try, I guess they have refunds up. The very last day for refunds is like in June. And so we're going to try to get a Friday or Saturday tickets when the refund, you know, like the day after the refund.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be good. Okay, yeah. At least you're there. You just have to probably you could probably just drive or ride a train going there. It's easier for you guys.
Oh yeah, it's right downtown. It's not very far at all.
Probably jog it there, but
we picked the bus because finding parking is like.
Oh yeah.
Yes, it's horrible there. Trying to find parking or anything.
There's a place I haven't gone to, LA and San Diego. There's a two places I've never been. We've driven through LA, but yeah, they're very close. But LA, we've driven through and the outskirts of I-10, and the outskirts really, and we could already feel the traffic. We haven't even gone into LA, but yeah, it's that's the only time we went to. That was 2004, I think. Yeah, it was a long time ago. But LA and San Diego. I want to go to San Diego. I want to see what's up with the weather. How do you like the weather there compared to Minneapolis, where you moved from? Very warm, I bet.
There's no comparison.
Really? And you're pissing us off on Facebook. You know, during those days when we were cold here in Houston and everywhere else, you and Luke would post pics on Facebook with you guys walking on the beach. You
know? The people who live here, they don't go to the beach in the wintertime. You know? I mean, not 90% of the people don't go to the beach during the wintertime. Mm-hmm. You know, we just moving from Minnesota, the whole winter, you know, we wore shorts and
yeah, you know, for you,
sometimes
it's cold
we wore
enough.
A little jacket, but nothing, you know. And everyone else here is wearing pants and jackets, and some people had hat and gloves, you know. And so, mm-hmm. you know, maybe a year from now or... you know, 2 years will be the same way, but right now we're just enjoying the weather and,
yeah.
you know.
You're used to it.
I mean, I've always wanted
to
live by the ocean, so I like to go as often as I can, so.
And San Diego's got a nice downtown along the bay that you can just go walk, if nothing else, and enjoy the water, so.
Mm. Yeah. Well, there's so many beaches, I mean.
Yeah. Have you been to Black's Beach yet and got naked?
No. I've been to Torrey Pines, which is the area, but that's at the top of the, you know, on the cliff.
Yeah.
I've been there a couple times, but because gliders like jump off the cliff there.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Kind of fun to watch, but I haven't gone down to the beach yet.
No. So. You haven't gone skinny dipping.
I'm not really a nudist, so I don't know if I mean, there's so many other beaches that are closer that are, you know, really nice. So it's a little drive.
Nice.
Not really, but it is. It's a little ways up. So.
Wow. Well, I hope you guys are enjoying your stay there. You just moved there. You just been there for not even a year. You're not just a couple of months, right?
December. We came here the 1st of December.
Oh yeah. And you like it so far? It's the weather is just awesome. I bet. Mm.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah, I had people in town that were from St. Louis this weekend, and they were all dying because it was so hot here.
Oh, really?
And I was like, it's 75 degrees, and there's very little humidity. It's wonderful. Oh, my God. This is like the middle of the summer for us in St. Louis. And I'm like, honey, you ought to come down in August.
Mm-hmm.
But Houston gets really humid, right?
Oh, yeah, very.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you cut the humidity in the summertime with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it would reach about 104. I remember, you know, it would be 104 and very humid. You go out, you get sweat already.
Mm. I could handle that.
Mm-hmm.
That's like Florida, like that too.
Yeah,
Florida is nice to visit if it's around November. We used to go to Florida to Fort Lauderdale at the. Around Thanksgiving time, and it's perfect weather. Drive around there, and it's cooler. But we haven't been to Florida for a long time now, so I always want to go to Florida again. Yeah. That'd be nice. But anyway, it's well over half hour now. Thank you very much, Shannon, for joining us in the show.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So, yeah, it's Zin13, zin13.com. And where else can people catch you?
No, that's not my website anymore.
That's not your website anymore? Well,
it's sort of. I mean, it'll go to my music website, but I have another.
So what's the best place people can catch you here then? It's not Zin13 anymore.
It takes you to shannongradymusic.com.
Ah, there you go, shannongradymusic.com. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll put that.
There's too many Shannon Grady's out there, apparently.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Probably they're female, right?
there's two of them. One is a black girl who's a scientist.
Oh.
And another one is she does long distance running. Like, she's, you know, really popular in that stuff.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really funny. If you ever Google
your name,
like you Google your name, like that's those. me and those other two girls are pop up all the like on the first page.
So you better start running then. Yeah.
No.
Solid no. Okay. All right. So yeah, it's ShannonGradyMusic.com, and yep. You're on Facebook. You're in MySpace. You don't use MySpace anymore. Who uses MySpace anymore?
I still have one, but I never really look at it.
Yeah, me neither. I just have it. I just used the MySpace.
Isn't that crazy how popular it was, and then it just disappeared like yeah. Almost overnight.
Then Facebook just came in, and fan pages and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Did you get an iPad yet?
No. Oh, I forgot about that. The iPad. No, I didn't get. Did you get to play one? Play with one, I mean.
No, I haven't.
No.
I haven't. I figured I'll go like a week from now after, you know, the craziness has died down.
Then you'll go to check it out. Okay.
Then I'll go to the store and like check it out.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably wait for next year to actually buy one, maybe. Just maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going to save up
well,
now.
They already say they're going to come out with a new one that has the camera. So why is everybody, like, why didn't they put that in the first place? Like,
that's they want stupid. To milk the market. Yeah.
I know. But, you know, after a while, it's going to come back and bite Apple in the ass. So.
And it's going, yeah, that's true. It's going to be probably in a few, in a month or two, maybe. I think they're going to drop the price to $50 or $100 less. And probably very soon, probably 6 months, or they're going to have a second generation or something. I don't know. But I'm just waiting for that time to have a second generation.
Yeah, I told Luke that I wanted one, but I said I only want, you know, the second generation one.
Yep.
I'm not an early adopter.
No, me neither. No.
Too many problems, I think.
Yeah. That's true.
But they are speculating that the iPad will spark and move forward what everybody's been trying to do with the notepads.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it will.
Yeah.
That it'll move that whole movement forward and, you know, get people away from paper.
I think the concept is really cool. I mean, especially if you watch any of the videos that they put out about the, like, what they think, you know, people will use the iPad for, and, like, with the book, you know, the iTunes thing that sells books. If you're a college kid and you had one of those and you mm-hmm. put all your books on one little thing, I mean, that would be amazing. You
yep.
know?
Cheaper,
and you could
lighter.
Go and you mm-hmm. search all the information in that book, so you could go and just search out, you know, specific things that you would need to, you know, if you didn't want to read, like, whole bunch of chapters just to find a certain specific thing. You can just do searches on that.
It's a lot easier than a real textbook. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's why I'm
pretty amazing.
I'm thinking the iPad is really just a very fancy e-reader or an e-book, because rather than it being a laptop or being a dumbed down laptop, I think it's a souped up e-reader. That's how I look at it. So. It's easier.
But it also plays movies and does.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, it can do everything that the iPhone can do.
And there's a rumor. There's a rumor that Netflix.
Oh yeah, it's coming out. Yeah, it's already out. Yeah. And
is it?
I think it's already out for the iPad, and they're building. They're making it available also for iPhones and iPad and iPod touches.
Oh my God.
So
I would love. I love streaming Netflix.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
Spartacus.
Shannon, have you noticed what really irks me is, like, if they have a series or television series or something, they'll release one disc on stream and then the rest you have to go freaking rent.
Yeah, I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
But
like,
know,
I'm stuck on Avatar right now, and I'm just like, why not have all of them on there?
But, you know, sometimes if you wait, like, a month or so, they will add that. Because I watched all of Doctor Who streaming, and then I watched the last season, and the very last episode wasn't on there. And then so I was like, ugh. And so I started watching Torchwood, and they did the same thing with Torchwood.
Mm-hmm.
And now I noticed, because that was like 2 months ago, and now I noticed that all of those episodes are actually on there now.
Oh, you have to wait.
So I think maybe they do it. I don't even know why they do it. It seems like ridiculous. Like, why do you need to have that? You're not purchasing anything to get that disc, you know, because you don't pay for them to ship it to you, and you don't pay to ship it back.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make.
Well, I think eventually they're gonna get people used to it, and then they're gonna start charging extra for being able to download.
Yeah. I'm sure it's licensing. It has some. Yeah, it's all that.
Maybe.
Yeah. And it might be that you license this movie and you can show it downloadable for so long, and then you got to switch this. So that might be it too. But it still ticks me off.
Yeah, I've noticed that some things are only on for a certain time.
Yeah, a lot of the anime stuff I've noticed was that way.
Yeah. So if it's out, you really have to watch it on your own time, but hurry up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's on your own time, but,
no, but Netflix streaming is my new crack. Oh my god, I love that thing.
That's what I use when I watch in bed. I turn it on and watch.
I thought that was XTube, not Netflix.
Well, that too. But before I
that's a different crack. That's a different.
Yeah, that's before Netflix. Before you sleep, because
that's the big furry crack.
That's true. Anyway, all right. So yeah, let's wrap this up. Thank you again, Shannon. It's good
to
hear from you.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you guys too.
Okay.
Sorry we won't see you this year at Comic-Con, right?
Yeah.
Oh well, you know, that'll be next year. So I'll be back. Yeah. I will be back.
That's it. We've never seen it on an iPad.
Is this thing really magical and revolutionary?
In terms of technology, no. In terms of what it does for the users, I think this is going to change the way people use computers.
The one I'm buying tomorrow morning is going to sit on my coffee table at home in front of my couch.
It's not a computer, right? It doesn't have a keyboard. You don't flip it open. You don't use it like a computer. You're going to use it like a magazine. You're going to use it like some kind of book.
When I'm getting ready to go to bed, I'll have my iPad instead of this thing, and it'll just be easier to use and check my email before I go to sleep.
Do you want an iPad?
No.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a chaser.
Hello?
Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Go Padres.
Hi, nerd.
Hey.
Padres. No, I'm at an Angels game.
Oh, you're at an Angels game?
Oh.
Yeah, I work up in L.A. or Anaheim, so.
Oh, you're at an Angels game. And here I thought you were at the Padres. See, you're not even supporting the whole team.
I gotta run you out. We don't want to say that around people around here.
Oh, you can't shout it. Okay. Wait, you're in the game, or you're just watching
it?
Yeah,
she's at the game.
You're at the game?
No, I'm at the game. We did, it was really cool, because I'm here with my company, and we got to do the whole flag, and we unfurled, like, this gigantic flag on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And like this gigantic plane went over the stadium, you know, and we're holding this huge flag that covered the whole baseball field, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was fun. Yeah.
So did you survive the earthquake?
Thank you.
What was that?
I just got a beer.
You got a beer? Nice. You just got a beer.
Oh, wait a minute. Carlos is getting drunk. He's going to be easy now. All the Bears.
This one, dude, like, you know how people are saying, like, Comic-Con is, like, pretty much should be a bear run? If you go to a baseball game, it's the same thing.
Oh, nice. Take pictures. I want Facebook pictures tonight.
Well, he's having a beer, he's going to be easy. If anybody's listening at a baseball game, you see Carl, get him some beer. It's easy.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Hi, how are you guys?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Great. We just done talking with Shannon. Shannon in.
Have you met Shannon yet?
Have you met Shannon yet?
No,
you haven't.
Uh-huh.
You're in the same city. Oh my goodness, you may have seen him.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
So, when are you guys coming out here? I mean, you're not coming over here for Comic-Con, are you, Ray?
No, I've been ordered to be in South Carolina this year. Come hell or high water.
I can't go either.
Mm-hmm. But I am.
What I told my mom. She said, lame or not, your ass better be here.
I'm really sad for her.
You know, Nar, we haven't hung out yet.
That's true.
For that one time you were at Ray's house. And
that's
that was
the only
like
time.
For like an hour. That was it.
That was it, yeah. You know what? I'm thinking about Pride, San Diego Pride. What about San Diego Pride? It's the week before
San Diego Pride?
Yeah.
It's almost around the same time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a week before.
So I think it's usually the weekend before.
Yeah, because they don't want to mix it again because it becomes crazy. If you have both San Diego Pride and Comic-Con at the same time,
hey, it's a lot of money for downtown.
That's true, but they can't handle it. They would rather spread it out. Like, do one in the week, and then the week after.
I don't know what was there first, Gay Pride or Comic-Con.
Probably Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Oh, they might have come around the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what happened to you yesterday? Sunday.
We had an earthquake. Well, we didn't, like, we felt the effects of the earthquake. The earthquake was in Baja, Mexico, Baja, California, Mexico area. It was like at 7.2 is what they're reporting. It was crazy. I mean, because people in San Diego felt it, and Los Angeles felt it, Arizona and Las Vegas, they felt it all the way up there. And, I mean, Los Angeles is like 2 hours, maybe, or a 3 hour drive, depending on traffic or so, from San Diego. So they felt it all the way up there. And where it happened in Baja, it's like 130-something miles or so east, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of crazy. I mean, it was, I was with my family, and we were barbecuing, and I was kind of taking a nap upstairs, you know?
Oh, no.
And then, it woke me up. It was, the bed started shaking. You know, it's kind of like when you put a quarter in one of those beds that vibrate.
Oh, really?
And,
what are you know anything about that. Which hotels are you staying at?
What hotel is that?
Is that the rent by the hour room that you've been to?
Is that with quickie rates? What is it?
Well, I thought it was like my sister, my little sister, or my mom shaking the bed to wake me up for, like, you know, it's time to eat or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, I'll get up. And then the bed started shaking more. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? And then I hear my mom going, earthquake, earthquake. And then we all ran downstairs, and, you know, the houses were shaking. My sisters were actually at the grocery store, and they said things were falling off the shelves. And
oh, really? And they started looting? No, I'm kidding.
No.
Did you get that big screen TV?
Well, we're waiting for that big one. You know, everybody's always talking about the big one that's going to hit
2012.
Yes.
You never know, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was actually, it was kind of fun. I mean, it only lasted.
You found it fun? An earthquake fun? Are you crazy?
Well, because we didn't get the brunt of it, you know? I mean, I feel bad for the people over there. Cause, I mean, you saw the pictures and all the roads and everything destroyed. But over in, where we were in San Diego, I mean, it was just a little rumble for a good 15 seconds. And,
mm-hmm. Did you like run around screaming like a girl? Earthquake!
No.
Or
I ran downstairs, but my little nephew's in the backyard just playing with his toys, and, you know, the earth shaking. He's like, whoa. I'm like, okay, well, no big deal, I guess, for him.
Okay.
But,
so your apartment didn't get any or your townhome didn't get any damage? Your condo?
No, you know, the thing that we were talking about here at work is earthquake insurance and how expensive it is. And, it's almost like not worth it to get it. You know,
it's kind of like hurricane insurance here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Flood insurance.
But, I mean, the thing with earthquakes is, like, you don't know when it's going to hit. I mean, when you see, like, a hurricane or, like, a tornado,
yeah, that's
get,
the
like,
problem
the
with earthquakes. With hurricane, so, yeah, you're right. You're right, Carly. You see it in the Doppler radar. Oh, it's coming. It's going to be here.
Yes, but you can't buy insurance then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But with earthquakes.
You know what the funny thing, though? This is the funny thing. And I don't know if this is how, like, our society is or what, but, you know, when you're in elementary school and people teach you, you know, the earthquake drill, you know, get under the table or get in between the door,
mm-hmm.
you know, or if there's like a big open field and there's time for you to get out, then you run and you go over there, you know? If you looked at Facebook while the earthquake was happening,
yeah.
you know, people grab their mobile device and they're like, oh my gosh, there's an earthquake.
Yeah.
In case of earthquake, do not Twitter.
That shouldn't be a part of your protocol.
Well, all the news.
If there's an earthquake, you don't grab your phone and go, oh my gosh, I have to Twitter. That's for an earthquake. There's an earthquake.
I have to Facebook.
Well, all the news feeds were coming off of YouTube. where people were taking the videos and posted them on YouTube from Mexico.
Yeah.
They're showing today. They're like, yeah, here's people's houses, and they're sitting there videotaping everything falling off the walls and the chandelier shaking, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, while they're uploading it while their house is falling apart. I got to upload this to YouTube before my house falls apart. Look what's happening, guys. No.
Damn, my phone line died. My DSL died. I have to go to Starbucks. Let's run to Starbucks to get free Wi-Fi. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, I mean, when that big one hits, I mean, there was the one here in Northridge, I guess, that happened like in the 90s or something like that. I mean, the freeways, like the overhead freeways and stuff, I mean, they collapsed and everything like that. And
yeah.
So everybody's talking about the big one. When it happens, who knows? But scary.
Wow, this must be scary. It's good you guys are safe. I mean, everybody, yes. Were you just like, you know, woohoo, earthquake, yay, or is that what, or I don't know, how did you react? You just it's an earthquake. Whew, it's okay.
No, I got up and I ran downstairs and I went to the backyard where everybody was barbecuing and the family was. So
mm-hmm.
And you're like, did you feel that? Oh, yeah, it's an earthquake. So mm-hmm. You know, I got out of the house right away, and there's people out in the neighborhood, you know, in their driveways, and they're like, you know, chatting. They're like, whoa, what was that, you know? But, you know, I wanted to get out of there, but I was one of those guys. I'm sorry, but I ran down the stairs, and then I ran back upstairs, and I got to get my phone.
I must Twitter. I must Facebook this.
I know. I just got done talking about this stuff, but I was one of the ones that grabbed my phone to Facebook.
Well, yeah, because it's also. I guess it would be important to get your phone to actually probably people would be calling or you would be calling someone.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, that's part of it was, you know, if there's an earthquake, you know, I want to. You know,
well, if there's an earthquake, most of the cell towers are coming down anyhow, so you ain't gonna have cell phone reception anyhow. So
yeah,
that's a sad thing.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing it wasn't so bad in my area. So I mean, but that's true. If you know there was a real big one, you know, all the towers would probably be knocked over and you won't have any cell service. But I wanted to get my phone because, you know, I want to call my boyfriend. I want to call, you know, my brother or whoever, you know, see if they're okay. So my brother was working at the restaurant and he said that, you know, the glass, because he works at this place called the Marine Room and it's right by the ocean, so the water hits up against the glass.
Uh-huh.
And he said that the glass was shaking and all the table silverware was like falling off the table and everything, so he said they got it pretty bad down there.
Gosh, it's like Hollywood. It's like Jurassic Park. You know,
yeah.
I could imagine when the T-Rex is walking and you can feel the ground shaking.
Yeah.
Wow.
So beware, all you people coming out here for Comic-Con, just
get earthquake insurance. Oh, okay.
Maybe there's a reason I'm not making it this year. Maybe it's fate.
It's fate. It's a yeah. That's right. This divine intervention. Yeah.
Right. It's not the Hulk. It's not Hulk smash. No.
Yeah. It's something else.
Well,
Carl, who are the Angels playing?
So this is the thing. I'm not really an Angels fan, and I'm not trying to stereotype it, but I don't know.
What? Lord. You are not into
sports.
He's
just in the game to drink, watch the Bears. That's all.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. You're there for the Cracker Jacks.
I just know. It's, I don't know. I don't know. It's pretty sad, isn't it?
Look around. You know those. You're there, just there for the food, okay? Or for the company.
I'm here for the fun.
Is there free tickets?
Food, hanging out with coworkers and the Bears that walk around.
Nice.
You know.
That would be awesome. Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Well, Carl, we will let you go back to the game.
And find out who you're playing against.
And let you watch him play.
I'll find out.
I think they're playing Minneapolis, I think.
Oh, really?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Not to the M, I know that.
Yeah. So.
Well, I hope you guys can make it out here. I know I wanted to go over there. You guys had that camping trip.
Yeah, they had a camping trip.
Which I heard was totally miserable. But
cause it rained, then it snowed, and it iced or something. Yeah.
Poor guys. Hopefully I'll get to see you guys soon. And Nard, you need to come out because, you know, you just need to come out here.
I'd love to go to San Diego one day. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. Let's see. I'm thinking about San Diego Pride. So, we'll see.
Okay. Well, Comic-Con's during that time, so you might as well just stay.
Yeah. But we'll see.
I got an extra pass.
Let's go to the bear bars. And,
and by the way, hey, Ray.
Yes?
This year, I predict everybody is going to want to get a Sinestro ring. That's all I'm going to say. If you haven't been following Blackest Night, everybody is going to want a Sinestro ring.
Oh, I got to take you a picture of my T-shirt.
Oh, that's right.
My Green Lantern Bear T-shirt.
Yeah, care of Wolf Tees. Yes.
Yes, that Wolf Tees gave me. Thank you, Wolf Tees.
It's a nice green shirt.
But you're not following it, are you?
No.
We can't
keep it up.
No.
Is it available in the iPad? So.
That's a whole other story. We can go on for hours.
Yeah, we were talking about that with Shannon earlier also. So it's an all iPad discussion also. All right.
Well, let's let you get back to your game. Thank you for being on the show.
Okay.
Thanks, Carl.
Tell everybody we said hello.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Take care.
Be safe.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you, Shannon and Carl, for being in the show.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys, for being in the show. It's good to hear from you. It's been months.
Carl, thank you for taking time out of your traitorous self going to the Angels game instead of being at the Padres game. All you Bears in San Diego, when y'all see Carl out, call him a traitor.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You just spank him. That's right. Okay. How about some email? We have an email from a friend of ours. His name is David.
David.
Where is it? I can't find it.
Leonard, were you not ready to prep for the show?
I was not prepped for the show. Okay, I'm getting there. Oh, there you go. Okay. Nard and Ray is from David here in Houston. As always, enjoy the latest episode. Thanks for letting me know about Ricky Martin was gay.
Yeah. Well, we just want to get the word out in case everybody didn't know.
Yeah, and by the time the episode came out.
The bear, chaser, and gay community informed about important stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he had a thought of a suggestion. While at TBRU this year, I picked up a book called Barely Obsessed by a Houston author named Gary Moore, who we met, Ray, at the Houston Air Bears holiday party last December.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we talked to him about the book then that he was talking about.
Yeah, and we still have to have him on the show to talk about the book. Yeah, he says that I really enjoyed the book and was wondering if you guys would do possible book suggestions. And I know there are, like me, who are bears, who read and enjoy reading. We all just don't look at the pictures, right, Ray?
Right, Ray.
Okay, so yeah, thank you again.
Freshmen,
David,
and men have their place, but for real literatures.
Okay, Ray. Do you have any suggestions for
my suggestion for the week is a book by Kimberly Frost, and the name of the book is called Would Be Witch, and it is about a young Texas girl. And I'll read the back cover. In the small town of Duval, Texas, the only thing that causes more trouble than gossip is magic. The phantom magic seems to have skipped over Tammy Jo Trask. All she gets in the way of the supernatural are a few untimely visits from the long-dead, smart-mouthed family ghost, Eddie. But when her locket, a heirloom that happens to hold Eddie's soul, is stolen in the midst of a town-wide crime spree, it's time for Tammy to find her inner witch. After a few experiences with her dysfunctional magic, Tammy turns to the only person who can help, the very rich and highly magical Brian Lyons. He might have all the answers and a 007 savoir faire to boot, but the locket isn't the only thing passed down in Tammy's family. She's also inherited a warning to stay away from anyone named Lyons. So, and the writer of this book is actually a doctor at the medical center here in Houston, and she does this for fun.
Oh, really?
So this is the first book. The new one's out. I don't know what the name of it is yet, but I got to go find it at the bookstore. So, but it was a very light. It was an easy light read. It was very funny. It was almost Duval, Texas. Is almost like when you read the book, Duval, Texas is almost like Edgefield, South Carolina, where I'm from. So,
oh, nice.
It's very, very funny. So,
you know what, Ray? We should have a new segment here. Ray's book of the week, or something, or. What do you think, Ray? You can probably suggest some books for us.
I can do it. I'll line it out.
You'll line it out.
I've been reading a bunch lately, so I can go back and recommend some.
Oh, my God. You sound like Leo Laporte all of a sudden, suggesting audiobooks by Audible.com. But no, it's, but you're going to be suggesting some of the books that you've read that are on the sci-fi, fantasy side.
Yeah, well, I occasionally read stuff that's not sci-fi, sadly. Occasionally, so.
Okay.
So,
but you know, tell you honestly, the one we got from Amber Benson.
Yes.
I haven't read it yet.
Why not? I've been read the book. That was a great book. Actually, I think it's about time for the second one. I got to talk to Miss Grace and see. Actually, we need to find follow up with him. He's working on his second book.
Oh. Oh yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. To Dial In for Magic. And
oh, really?
Then,
I'm excited about that.
And then Amber Benson's second book should be coming out here pretty shortly, I think.
Yeah. Sina Grace works with Amber Benson. Amber Benson is from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes. And if you follow her on Twitter, some of her tweets are pretty funny.
I bet.
She was like, oh my God, I'm in China right now. Who knew that Slayers were so big over here?
Really? Lots of Slayers? Is that what you call Buffy the Vampire Slayers fans? Yeah. Slayers?
I guess so.
Okay. Wow.
Well, anyway, enough for book chat. This has been a long show, and I'm sure everybody's getting tired of listening to us.
So. Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for staying with us, and I hope you guys from San Diego are all earthquake-free, and you guys are okay, and people from Baja, California, and Mexico, if you guys are okay.
Yeah, don't run out of your house when you're having an earthquake and run into the street.
Mm-hmm.
You run over by car.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and... at the top of the show, you'll listen to Shannon's song. Find a way in his album. It was a dance. Find a way. So yeah. So buy his songs. iTunes, available on iTunes. Okay, thank you everyone for listening. If you want to contact us, send us emails at show@bearpodcast.com, or you can email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com
or ray@bearpodcast.com, or even better yet, you can call us at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR, and leave us a voice message and we will play it on the show.
Mm-hmm. And we'd like to hear about you. If you're from California, San Diego, or maybe you can call in so we could hear your earthquake stories. That'd be nice. Well, nobody's hurt so far. If anybody's hurt, I hope everybody's okay. Okay, subscribe via iTunes. Follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves in, many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.